One day I went to feed the chickens and turkeys, but Casper the boy turkey chased me back to the front yard. I yelled, "Mom, Casper's chasing me." Then Mom said, "Andrew, help your sister." Andrew said, "Okay." But Casper started to chase him too, so we both yelled, "Mom!" But Casper would not stop chasing us. So Mom got the broom, then she chased Casper around the yard, then Casper got tired, then he stopped. The end.
That was author Kelly Rose Woods reading her story Chased by My Turkey. It's part of the book The Naked Boy and the Crocodile, which includes 13 short stories all written and illustrated by Indigenous children. The book was a project from the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, a charity of the Australian book industry, and they seem to be recruiting some new authors. Executive Director of the Foundation, Karen Williams, says it's been a great success.
We published it on Indigenous Literacy Day, which was in September, and virtually sold out of the publication, and so it's just been reprinted.
She says the book's success is well deserved.
What is so fabulous is, you know, these are kids from the bush. They're talented. The stories are funny, amusing, and terrific. They show what kids in the bush can do.
Miss Williams says it wouldn't have been possible without the support of their ambassador, prolific children's author Andy Griffiths.
When Andy comes out, he works with children and he gets them to write stories, and that might be about their daily life, and it might be stories of emu egg hunting or crocodiles and fishing, etc. And he gets them to produce a little book which they illustrate.
Mr. Griffiths originally visited the children to read his books to them until he realised his stories didn't relate much to their own experiences.
They're going out emu egg hunting with their parents. They're shooting pigs. They're dealing with crocodiles on a daily basis. And my story seems rather tame and pale in comparison to theirs.
He told the ABC it was great to see the kids becoming authors themselves.
When they were telling me their stories, I was going, "Wow, this is amazing. You know, can you write that down?" And so we started making little books, and I loved the symbolism of that, because they were becoming authors of their own stories and, you know, they're getting to experience books from the other side.
Ms. Williams says the book was a result of years of hard work from Mr. Griffiths and all the kids.
He's been going into classrooms around Australia for the past 3 to 4 years, and he collected 13 of the best stories, and they're published here in this book, The Naked Boy and the Crocodile.
Mr. Griffiths says all the proceeds from the books go straight back into the program.
Funds back, and that will be turned into more books and writing resources and reading resources going out to the community. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.